Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle futures closed quite strong today, up $1.25 on the front end feeder cattle, $128.22. It's about $4 higher than where the March are, so that inversion where the front month's leading the way continues on the feeders. If you look at the charts, they have continued to make new contract highs. We're going back, we're about a dollar, I guess, off the highs that were set back in September, and then about $11 or $12 off the highs set back in the month of August. But we are coming back. There is a gap a little bit below the market from four trading days ago. They could possibly be filled at some point, but we've been on about a $15 rally going all the way back to the middle part of October, so that is definitely a very, very good, strong market as it makes new highs today. Live cattle have not made new highs on December, but they were near the area from 4 days ago. They've also rallied significantly, and we're near the highest level since the end of August at this point for the live cattle. Cash trading live cattle is really strong as well, traded from about 110 to 114 today, so really strong cash trade here in the south. Wasn't a whole lot of volume this morning, but it did trade some up there. Box beef at midday is the highest in a couple of months here. Choice is 190.21, up 65, select 173.09, up 29 cents.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were under pressure across the board. Corn was the strongest, though, only down a half cent or so. Beans are down 8 to 10 cents, and then the wheat's down 4 to 7 in Chicago, but even lower in the Kansas City as that made new contract lows. March went as low as 409 and a half. The previous low was about 14 and a half. So new contract lows there for the wheat. If you look at the July wheat, which is what we have planted right now, there's not all that much anticipated to be harvested at this point, but the way that the market's making you thinking out in July 17, this is the lowest level. We've sold off about 30 cents from the high in October, so quite a bit of pressure there. If you go back to where it was in the summer, we got as high as $5.70 on that July 17, and now of course it's 4.33, so significantly off the highs, and a lot has changed. The size of the wheat crop around the world, and then our ending stocks, both U.S. and world, are both really large, and that's what's pressuring the market. And then days like today, where it makes new lows, these trend-following funds say that the trend is still down because it's making new lows, and so they add to that short position, and that continues to weigh on the market. It also looks like some of these hedge funds are getting out of the length in the soybeans.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.